We all know how much more we're paying for staples like bread and butter at the supermarket. Inflation figures show the prices of these basic items are rising fast, making the cost of your morning toast hard to swallow. Well, the latest monthly consumer price index figures will be released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics later this morning. Sherelle Murphy is the chief economist of EY Oceania, and she joins us this morning. Sherelle, always a pleasure to have you on the show. We're currently looking at a rise of 7.4% in the 12 months to January, down on December's 7.8 peak. What are you anticipating?
Good morning, Patricia. Well, it seems that the inflation numbers will come down again a little bit in the year to February. So that would be, according to the market anyway, somewhere around 7.2%. So a little bit more relief. But we have to remember that 7% inflation is still prices rising at an annual rate of 7%. It's not a fall in prices. So a little bit of relief, but it's hardly good news.
Factors such as the long economic recovery from COVID and the war, of course, in Ukraine are still having an impact, a big impact, especially on construction costs for new built homes, food and the cost of flights and holiday accommodation. Can we expect to see a softening in those specific areas?
There certainly seems to be some relief on those travel costs. A number of indicators in there, so things such as reduced oil prices are certainly having an effect. There still is some imperfect supply chains, and that's still having an effect. Obviously, the weather has been an impact, which has increased the prices of fresh food and vegetables, as we've seen, again, the local supply chains get blocked by that sort of event. Some of these are starting to ease. There is no doubt about it. I guess the more underlying strong demand in the economy, though, is one of the more concerning parts of the inflation numbers. And that's what the Reserve Bank's trying to target.
How big an influence will the CPI data have on the RBA's decision around interest rates next week?
It will have a very strong influence. We have to remember that the Reserve Bank's number one job is to bring inflation under control, and it has a target of 2 to 3% on annual inflation. So at 7%, clearly the number is still way too high. The Reserve Bank is, of course, expecting inflation to fall. We can see that in its forecasts. It is expecting it to fall below 7% by the June quarter of this year. So anything that was kind of outside its trajectory would particularly concern the Reserve Bank. But having said that, you know, it's still too high. The Reserve Bank's still not comfortable with it. And I think, therefore, that the Reserve Bank will, if not this month, but will continue to lift interest rates.
And could the recent banking crisis in the US and Switzerland also persuade them to pause and let the dust settle a little?
It would be a reason for them to be concerned about demand in the real economy, and that demand is what feeds through to inflation. However, as we've seen in the US, the UK and in Europe, the banking crisis has not caused those central banks to stop hiking. In fact, they've continued with their path towards higher rates despite that turmoil. So if they're not reflecting what's going on in the banking situation and their rate decisions, I doubt that our Reserve Bank will either.
Westpac's chief executive says the number of repossessed homes on its books is nearly back to global financial levels. Can you explain that to me, what they're saying?
Yes, I guess they're looking at some stress in the housing market there. The numbers do seem to still be fairly low, though, across the board, across the economy as a whole. Of course, when the Reserve Bank is tightening monetary policy, lifting interest rates, there are more households, you know, unfortunately, that will be affected by that. And that's the cruel part of monetary policy. It does create mortgage stress for some households. And, you know, clearly that will be picking up. But across the board, it does actually still seem to be fairly low.
Thank you so much, Sherelle.
Pleasure.
Sherelle Murphy is chief economist with EY.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.